10-year-olds are fighting for the Islamic State. Your help is needed to expand God's kingdom in South Asia. And U.S. prisoners are making teddy bears? Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Islamic State terror group just sent a video message declaring their war is multi-generational. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says ISIS is recruiting child soldiers, some as young as 10. The video depicts their training, but
these groups treat these children as being expendable. And these kids, if they're not killed, they face huge psychological trauma and feel little or no hope for the future.
The problem is compounded by the size of the refugee population in countries like Lebanon. Kids are left to fend for themselves, making them a target for ISIS fighters. Kids Alive's work with Syrian refugee children is keeping them off the streets, protecting them from predators.
We're already, even after a few weeks, starting to see some changes in their lives. I heard a great story of one little girl who came up to one of our staff at the end of the day and said, "At last, coming to this school has helped me to feel love."
It's the hope of Christ that brings hope for a future. They need other believers to stand vigil with them as they pray. Will you join them? Next, with all that's going on with the Islamic State terror group, sometimes you just want to ask God for deliverance from evil people. Now, is that wrong? Well, Voice of the Martyrs explores that topic in a blog post that you'll find at our website. Now, here's the crux of the issue. What is God's will? Believers are expected to share the hope of Christ wherever they are, in persecution or in freedom. Sometimes trouble is a consequence of being obedient. Read more on this topic at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Well, faith comes by hearing. Just passed another milestone in an effort to provide access to the Bible in every translated language. The ministry now has scripture recordings in over 850 languages. Can you believe it? Spokesman Bill Lohr says
that actually represents about 5.7 billion people who either speak or sign one of those languages.
You're probably thinking, so what? If you can read, you have access to God's word that roughly half the world doesn't.
The written word is just not impactful for those who can't read, and half of the world fall into that category. So what we're doing is getting it into a format that people can use all around the world.
What about those who can't read or hear? There's an app for that.
We realized if you can stream audio, well, you can also stream video, and that's where the Deaf Bible app came from.
Links to that and the Digital Bible platform are at our website. With those, global availability of the Bible is a reality. 850 languages is a drop in the bucket.
Well, believe it or not, there's about 7,100 known languages, so there's still a lot of work to be done.
Meanwhile, we're wrapping up our series on Bangladesh today. Joe Handley of Asian Access explains why we've spent so much time highlighting the Living Water Center.
The work the Lord in Bangladesh is critical. They're facing significant pressure, being a Muslim-dominant society, but in that pressure, we're seeing the church grow rapidly.
You can find more details about the persecution in Bangladesh at our website. Now, when it's finished, the $600,000 Living Water Center will advance God's kingdom in multiple ways: pastoral training, Bible translation, college ministry, community outreach, and more. Your help is needed to complete the training center. Visit missionnetworknews.org to get connected. And prisoners in the U.S. are making teddy bears. Crossroad Bible Institute reports one prisoner, Lorenzo, started making stuffed bears to help others realize they weren't hopeless and God can do amazing things in their lives. Well, after enthusiastic feedback, the Create a Bear with Care program was started. Bears are being sent to underprivileged kids. Pray the program continues to grow and for prisoners to hear the word of God with open ears. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're telling you how the world's finding hope in Jesus and how you can be a part of it. You can help us do that with your gift of any amount. And to thank you, I want to send you the new Aaron Schust Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Music reminding us of God's promise at Christmas. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Aaron Schust Christmas CD or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.